From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Mike Birbiglia, Adam Felber, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Now maybe you'd like to play our games, but you're too shy to call in. Maybe you think Bill's a little intimidating. He is. I understand. Whatever the case, we are happy to announce a way for you to play our games at home without ever having to talk to anybody else. It's the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me crossword puzzle book. It's got dozens of puzzles with clues inspired by our show. It's got trivia about our guests. And it has, this is an extra thing, hacked nude photos of your favorite NPR hosts.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, it's available in stores, actual stores, and at the NPR shop at shop.npr.org. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ian calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are things in Washington, Ian?
Well, I wish I could tell you I'm actually in Seattle, but I'm from D.C.
Did you get on the wrong flight? Did you get confused?
I kind of did.
Really?
No.
Do you need help?
Well, Ian, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Ian's topic?
Do not mix with alcohol.
You know those... You know those drug commercials, you know, where a voiceover after it shows the healthy, happy people, then they list the dozens of terrible side effects worse than whatever it is you're trying to treat, right? This week, three stories of why you should really listen to that. Our panelists are going to tell you about strange reactions to drugs, weird side effects. Guess the real, true story, and you'll contract a case of Carl Castle on your voicemail. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
First, let's hear about a side effect from Mike Birbiglia.
Researchers at Novartis are locked in a regulatory battle with FDA regulators over an unexpected side effect being experienced by participants in a stage 3 clinical trial of baloxadil nitrate, a therapy that has shown remarkable effectiveness at treating erectile dysfunction. Specifically, patients are experiencing bilateral phalangical and compulsory full extension in all of their digits. They are known as finger erections. And while users of the drugs claim that they are, quote, no big deal, regulators at the FDA are worried that the six-hour finger erections could impair users' ability to drive a car, use a keyboard, or hold things. Officials at Novartis have responded that this side effect can be managed with a simple pair of foil gloves which allow users to bend their own fingers into the desired position. One trial participant reported that the foil gloves are a great icebreaker and have greatly increased the number of unsolicited high fives that he receives each day.
Finger erections caused by a drug from Novartis. Your next story of an unexpected side effect comes from Faith Saley.
When Beau Clarence woke up to find his wife Audra snoring on the dog bed beside their English bulldog Clive, he chalked it up to sleepwalking. When he noticed her spending lots of time on all fours, he assumed she was focusing on her yoga practice. But when they went for a weekend stroll and Audra started to lift up her leg by a fire hydrant, Beau knew something wasn't right. Turns out Audra was suffering from a bizarre side effect of a new drug called Thyrolox, used to treat thyroid disorders. Doctors have been seeing more and more patients on Thyrolox who are behaving like their pets. At first, we thought the animal behavior was caused by their condition, says Dr. Bev Solo, head of endocrinology at Harvard. But then we realized we were barking up the wrong tree. It's actually the drug that's causing it. A spokesperson for Thyrolox cheekily refused to comment, stating only, "Our research team is looking into these claims, but until then, we're muzzled." But one man being treated with this drug declared he'd rather experience the sluggishness and weight gain associated with hypothyroidism than have his kids pull him off the mailman's ankles again.
A drug making people act like their pets. Your last story of a bad trip comes from Adam Felber.
Lamotrigine is a highly useful drug that can effectively be used to control epileptic seizures. Side effects can include rashes, fever, fatigue, and compulsive versifying. That's right. According to a new study in the journal Neurocase, patients treated for right temporal lobe seizures often emerge, quote, producing multiple rhyming poems. Presumably starting with, I need some rest, I need some leisure, because that was just one hell of a seizure. This form of hypergraphia apparently can't be resisted. One patient, a 76-year-old woman with no previous medical history of poeticizing, suddenly found herself seizure-free but producing 10 to 15 poems a day on subjects such as housework, shopping, and how deeply annoying it is to be unable to stop writing poems. My seizures verily did vamoose, but left me a cut rate, Dr. Seuss. Tempted am I to writhe and twitch, because epilepsy's bad, but poetry's a bitch.
All right. Which of these is the real side effect? Was it from Mike Birbiglia, finger erections? By the way, we make jazz hands a lot easier, if you think about it.
Sure.
From Faith Saley, users of a drug acting like their own pets, or from Adam Felber, users of an anti-seizure drug compulsively writing poems?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to go with Adams.
You're going to have to go with Adams. Why?
Well, poetry is hard, so, you know.
All right, your choice is Adam's story about the compulsive versifying. To find out if you're right, let's hear from someone familiar with the real story.
She went to a doctor who put her on some anti-epilepsy medicine, and then a few months later, she just started compulsively writing poetry.
That was New York Times columnist Carl Zimmer, a fine science writer, talking about one woman's sudden versifying as a side effect of a drug. Congratulations, Ian. You got it right. You earned a point for Adam. You've won our prize. Carl Castle, our very own, will record the greeting in your home answering machine. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.
These are the side effects. What else can you expect? A little pain goes hand in hand with love. These are the side effects. You never know what happens next. These are the side effects of love.